Welcome to the Stank Gang Podcast as we visit with Stephanie Radecki and talk about Midwestern State Volleyball, the red-hot Midwestern State Mustangs, who put together back-to-back straight-set victories at home and have now won their last nine sets at D.L. Ligon Coliseum and then went on the road for a non-conference match and took on a Southwestern Oklahoma State team that had won eight in a row and is atop the Great American Conference. No problem. Midwestern State wins it in four sets. I know this is a term that guys in my business use, and you may not agree, but that's kind of a signature win, isn't it?
Oh, no, I agree. I think it was a signature win. I think that they're a really great team and a great program, and they were on a streak, and they were playing really well, and they're still playing really well. And
I thought they were playing well last night.
Yeah, they played well last night. They had a great crowd. It was a huge event.
It looked like a great environment last night.
They have a fun
game presentation.
Yeah, it was a fun atmosphere. Had an amazing DJ that started with 80 minutes on the clock, just killing it. So,
were you out there dancing?
I didn't show any of my moves. I like to save those.
I'll bet you some of your girls were dancing, though, because
I've seen them in warm-ups.
They like to dance.
Yes, they do. They have fun, which is good. We want them to have fun.
And I'm sure last night was a lot of fun.
It was a great match, for a lot of the sets to be determined by just a couple points to kind of go into overtime in the fourth set, if you want to use that cool term. There was some great volleyball, and both teams really went after each other, and it was a lot of fun. It was nice to come out with a win. I do think it was a signature win because I have that much respect for their program, and I definitely feel like it meant a lot to our team.
It has to mean a lot to your team, right? Because it's not as though you haven't played good teams and played competitive matches,
right?
Because you have.
Yeah.
But it's that breakthrough, and you were finally able to break through. And even after dropping a set, it wasn't, oh, no, here we go again.
Right.
You came back and you win it 3-1. You win it in four sets.
Yeah, and I think we had a lot of people that made some, you know, pretty impactful moments, even in small doses, which as a team, I think that's a big deal. You know, Sadie came in towards the end of the four set to serve and play some defense and did a great job. You know, Mia all year has been our serving sub in a libero jersey, and there's been matches where she has really allowed us to score multiple points when she's on the service line. And, you know, obviously you see the key performances of Demi, and her stat line was super impressive last night. Riley and her stat line, it was super impressive last night. Just our middles, Gabby and Bella blocked, I think, extremely well. And Peyton had a great night. But just
sort
overall,
of really coming on for you, isn't
yeah, she?
Yeah, she
really is. She had a good night, you know. And, you know, Ari did a really nice job on the right side. We run out of subs so quickly when we're in the 6-2. And, you know, that's the only unfortunate situation of, like, a 6-2 if you want to go back and forth on the difference between a 5-1 and a 6-2, we just get in sub trouble pretty quickly. And so I feel like Ari got to go around twice, and then we kind of get in that situation where we would leave Brooke and Elena. And, you know, I think they get in those tight sets and they just feed off of each other really well. And we saw that last night where we kind of got to a point where we let them just set in the front row, and the setter in the back row would just focus on playing defense. And that came up really, that was really key for us in a lot of those tight sets.
It's an interesting phrase you use, having an impact in small doses.
Yes.
And I thought about that, not in those terms, giving you full credit for that term, but that's kind of what I saw from Ariana Fields in the homestand last week.
Yes.
She would come in, make an impact. There'd be a run of two or three points where she's in the middle of the action and she's making it happen.
Yes. She's such an athletic kid, and she's such a great person. You know, I think I've said it before. I don't know a better person than Ari. She's a great teammate. She always steps up when you ask someone to step up. And, you know, I think, you know, it, as coaches, you always have those hard conversations during matches of, I'm going to go this direction, I'm going to go this direction. Anytime I approach Ari, and sometimes I feel like I don't talk to her enough because I know that she just understands. And maybe that's something I need to work on. But, like, even last night, towards the end of the fourth set, I decided to kind of use Sadie as a serving sub for Gabby. And Gabby was doing an amazing job at the service line. But we were in a situation where defensively we Demi was playing left back. She doesn't typically play left back. Southwestern Oklahoma was doing a really nice job of taking advantage of her not being as comfortable in that role. And so we went to Sadie to be able to put her in left back. And Ari just kind of looked at me and was like, yep. Like, okay, here we go. And handled it super well. And I think super proud of her for that mentality. It's kind of team first. I'll be there when you need me. And just let me know if we're good.
You'll take a dozen of those, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's that kind-hearted, you look in her eyes and you know that she's probably one of the most genuine people that you come in contact with. She is, I guess, wise beyond her years, I believe. So,
what was the difference last night? Why were you able to, as you pointed out, they were all close sets, they're all coming down to the end. Why was Midwestern State able to break through last night against a quality team?
I'd say one of the biggest things we did really well last night were our setters. They did a really nice job of having a very balanced attack. You know, I think when you have a dynamic hitter like Bella, sometimes you overset Bella, underset Gabby. Or when you have these outside hitters like Riley and Demi who've been putting up numbers all year, then you kind of get to the point where sometimes you overset your outsides and underset your right sides. And I think last night they really did a nice job. When you look at the stat line in terms of, I think Peyton had 10 kills. You know, Gabby hit really well, had a lot of blocks last night. I thought Bella blocked really well last night. She'd probably disagree with me, but I don't know if Bella will ever be happy with her blocking, but we'll get there. Just being able to have those numbers just be a little bit more balanced, that just shows you, it kind of just showcases that your setters are doing a really great job. And sometimes they don't really get that, especially in a 6-2, they don't get that recognition, but I felt like both of them did a really nice job with their decision making in certain situations, but then also like they came up big for us defensively towards the end of those sets, which any team is going to go after your setters defensively, and so they're always going to be in that situation where they have to step up, and I think they really did.
What was that bus ride home coming back
from
Weatherford?
Fun.
What was that like?
It was fun. Yeah, went to Whataburger. You know, had the no rules, get what you want.
That's where you should be stopping, by the way.
Yes. So it was fun. It was really fun. You know, obviously I think the entire team and the parents, fans that traveled with us understood the importance of that win. And hopefully we can build on that and continue with that momentum continuing our conference matches this weekend.
Look at you leading right into my next question. Seamless.
Yes.
But now you have to kind of deal with handling success. Does it change your approach as a head coach at all?
I don't think so. And I don't think that our players will necessarily let them affect them. You know, I think we joked about it last night, like, let's enjoy this till 9 a.m. tomorrow and then kind of refocus on.
Well, you didn't even give them 24 hours.
No, 9 a.m. tomorrow.
No 24-hour rule?
I'm still enjoying it right now, so I guess I'm breaking my own rules.
So did you go home last night and watch the match again?
Was watching it when you came in my office.
No, it was a lot of fun, and I just want to kind of underscore something we alluded to a moment ago. This wasn't a case of Southwestern Oklahoma State not playing well. Because as I watched them in the first set, I was impressed with them.
Yeah.
And I thought they played at a high level, and you matched that level, which is why I think it was such a phenomenal victory for Midwestern State.
Yes, phenomenal victory. Yes, it was fun. Like I said, I can't really say enough about their team and their coaching staff. I think they came to our tournament last fall, and I feel like we were all in awe of their outside hitter, number 4. She's unbelievable.
They beat us in the season opener last year.
Yeah, they're also very well balanced. They've got
and I was
right
impressed
sides.
With their setters.
Yeah, their setters.
Oh my gosh,
good.
They put it right where it's supposed to be. It seems like
their
every
libero's
time.
Very good. Just overall, I think that you really have to try to focus on number 4 because he's such a powerful hitter. But in that same realm, you can't forget about the other hitters they have. And number 4, their middle, number 14, just long, very mature, great volleyball IQ, and they're going to do some really nice things.
How does the GAC compare to the LSC?
I think it's pretty strong. You know, obviously we're always going to say Lone Star Conference is stronger than everyone because that's what we do. but I think the GAC is they're strong. They've gotten stronger and they keep getting stronger. You look at some of those teams in that conference, that even like the Henderson States that we played second weekend. You know, it's Oklahoma Baptist. They're in that conference as well. Just Harding. Just trying to shoot. Those are some great programs that have been successful and very powerful over the years.
What's the thought about putting these non-conference games? Because you've got another one coming up against East Central on the 29th here at DL Ligon Coliseum, part of a four-match homestand that's coming up.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We're fortunate to be within a couple hours of these great Division II programs. And, you know, we obviously talk a lot about how strong the Lone Star Conference is and how we really can't take a day off. And we also can't get deep breath. We have to always prepare for someone that's super strong. But I think it's really important to schedule these matches as well with really strong teams that maybe don't have, they're still really important matches, but they don't have quite the impact in maybe the possibility to look at a postseason berth or quite as stressful in those terms. So, you know, being able to play those teams and then also maybe play some people that haven't played as much if you get that opportunity. But also, like I was joking yesterday, why did I schedule this match? And then sitting here right now, that's exactly why I scheduled it. Whether we won or lost that match, it was a great opportunity for our team to play in an event atmosphere. Like, it was an event. It was, they put on a show, and it was an amazing venue, and it was just, we saw those players step up and be able to finish and perform, and hopefully then we take that with us and it builds our confidence to be able to do that with our conference matches.
Seems like a memorable 398th victory in your career.
Yes, it was.
You're two away from a milestone. Do you think about that at all?
I mean, it's obviously something you think about, because you kind of think back to, you know, when you start coaching and you're like, oh, it's my second season. Oh, this is cool. It's my third season. And now I'm sitting here and it's like
20 years later.
And I'm like, look at all the, it's not just about the number. It's about all the people that had a huge impact on that, and how I've been really lucky to be surrounded by amazing people, not just administrators, but coaches. You know, I can't not say Jen McCall. I mean, she's been coaching with me for 14 years.
She's been there for the bulk of those 398 wins, right?
She makes a huge impact on these kids, and she loves the game, and she loves coaching them. And
she loves talking the game, too.
She does. She loves talking any sport, if you need that ear. I mean, just last night, Paul, on driving home, was like, hey, do you know this person? Yeah, I do. A football person. I'm like, I'm going to take a nap. Anyway. But, you know, all the players that played a part in that, the coaches that set me up to be in positions that I could be successful in, it's just kind of cool to think back on.
Well, we're going to talk a lot more about it when you hit that milestone number. But you've got Cameron coming up at Aggie Gym. What are you expecting out of that match?
You know, I think that they're struggling a little bit, but they're a really athletic team, and it's always hard to go play there, I guess. I mean, I've only been there once, and it was really hard that time. So I'll just say it's really hard to play there. You know, I think it's always hard to play a team that's really thirsty for a win, that's been, you know, struggling and but has weapons. You know, I think they have really talented setters, and I think anything can happen. So we have to be really prepared, and it's a really important match for us.
It is. And you got a stretch here where you're playing Cameron, Oklahoma Christian, and then, as we mentioned, the non-conference game against East Central kicks off a four-game homestand. But this seems like a pretty important stretch for you.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, we've continued to raise the bar, and that makes it even more important. And so that's a good feeling. That's a really good feeling.
It'll be interesting to see what training's like over the next couple of days after that big win.
Yeah, it will be.
That's Stephanie Radecki, the head volleyball coach here at Midwestern State University. Midwestern State getting to 500 with that win last night. So they're 10-10. So we've talked about seeing improvement, but it not always showing up in the results. It's starting to show up in the results now.
Yeah, it is. We're really excited about that.
So we hope to see you at DL Lincoln Coliseum when Midwestern State returns home Tuesday, October 29th. We'll be back with you again next week for another Stang Gang podcast. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends and enjoy the volleyball over the next week. I'm Pete Stein. So long.